After 28 years as a professional sales consultant and trainer, I've learned there are 5 specific tests that can help you identify the selling skills and selling potential of any business-to-business salesperson, either currently employed or being interviewed to join your team. These 5 tests and this 5-part article series will also help you design a training and coaching process that can strengthen each of these critical skills of professional selling within even the most experienced sales team. Each of these tests are best administered in a relaxed, informal, one-on-one environment. The more stressful and artificial you make these tests, the less their responses will reflect how they're really selling. Our 3rd test in this 5-test article series evaluates a salesperson's ability to develop and implement a full-year plan to maintain and grow their best and largest customers. Most salespeople do a good job when they've identified and are pursuing a major new selling opportunity with a customer or prospect. This was the question with last month's sales leadership article on the steps required to progress from the identification of a new selling opportunity until the customer or prospect has said yes and signed an order. But what happens in between these major sales? How many moves ahead and how thought out are your team members' full-year plans to maintain and grow an important customer who is buying from your company, but doesn't have any specific plans to make any major purchases during this business year? What are your team's plans to proactively maintain and grow these critical customers to your business? Whether selling services, equipment, or consumable supplies, even the most experienced sales professionals show great attention to any customer or prospect identified to be in major buying mode, but then park their customer only supporting them in the most limited and reactive way until the customer is in a position to again place a major order or sign a contract. Most otherwise successful sales professionals are still reactive in a lot of their selling efforts. How many of your people can't define their activities for the week until they've checked their Monday morning voicemails and emails, especially when it involves just supporting and maintaining an existing customer's business? When a customer is not in a position to reorder, most salespeople just move through their sales territory, pinging their existing customers like a submarine, sending out a sonar ping like we've all seen in the old war movies. They go past the customer and ping them, asking, "Anything you need? Anything coming up? Anything I can help with?" Are any of your sales team members approaching their existing customers in this kind of reactive way? Similar to the Hollari bird discussed in last month's sales test number 2, the 3-foot bird who lives in 4-foot grass and spends its entire life saying, "Where the hell are we?" Most salespeople only think and plan one move ahead in their selling efforts, especially when all they feel they're doing is maintaining an existing customer working to keep them happy until they're ready to make another major purchase. Similar to the 2nd test, identifying your team's awareness and usage of the multiple steps of a new selling opportunity, this month's 3rd test involves you evaluating your team members' ability to think and plan their account support and growth strategy for an existing customer not in a major buying mode. First, draw a horizontal line on a piece of paper writing January 1st on the left-hand end and December 31st on the right. Hand the paper and a pen to your sales rep and ask them, "Thinking about your most important accounts doing business with you, but not in a major buying mode right now, walk me through your full 12-month plan to maintain and grow an important existing customer." Be prepared to learn your salesperson has no plans other than to continue talking and building their customer's relationship until the customer is ready to buy. Remember that the Hollari bird only thinks and plans one move ahead and won't start planning for their 2nd call till after they've completed their 1st. Just like with the 2nd test evaluating their ID to close step selling process with a new business opportunity, most salespeople follow a consistent 3-step selling process of show up, suck up, and pucker up, allowing and waiting for their customer or competitor to take control of the customer's buying process and to tell them what they want to buy or value is important. This reactive style of selling is especially true when a sales rep feels the only effort necessary to keep this existing customer happy is to just keep providing them with solid service, but only if they ask for help. Success in selling today continues to be based on your ability to be more proactive than your competitors. So how proactive are your salespeople in their efforts to maintain and grow their best and most important accounts? And the best proactive account efforts involve you and your salesperson thinking and planning more moves ahead than either your customer or competitor. What did your salespeople write down for this 3rd test? How much account support planning have they already completed and have in place with these critical long-term accounts? Since most salespeople function like the Hollari bird, it isn't a surprise that the thousands of experienced sales professionals who have taken this 3rd test can only identify a few reactive support plans they have for even their most important accounts. When I ask this question of experienced sales pros, I only tend to get 2 identified efforts planned for the year. The first involves some type of regular frequency of support contacts, usually something like every 3 to 8 weeks, calling or stopping by, doing their sonar ping of asking their customer, "Anything you need? Anything coming up? Anything I can help with?" And the second planned activity for most sales pros is to also identify some type of annual social event, like a golf outing, ball game, or fishing trip, to maintain their relationship with this customer. After all, how many members of your team feel they really haven't bonded with a customer until they've thrown up together? In addition to the reactive January 1st to December 31st account maintenance efforts of identifying how often a salesperson checks in with an existing customer and what kind of social event they have planned, there are also five critical and more proactive selling efforts that need to be part of any important customer's maintenance and account growth plans. Proactive account support effort number one, identifying your next best account selling application or opportunity. Even though this account isn't expected to buy anything in the near future, the responsibility of any sales professional is to still have identified this account's next best selling opportunity. Identifying the next best selling opportunity now allows a salesperson to begin researching and positioning with their buyer in advance of any buyer evaluations and analysis why this next suggested opportunity has the most value and payback for their buyer. What's the next major new growth opportunity each member of your team is or should be working on for their top five largest or most important accounts? And what are their identified step selling plans to make each of these future selling opportunities actually happen? Proactive account support effort number two, proposing ideas, applications, or processes that can help your important customers improve their business operations, even if it doesn't directly involve the products or services that you sell. Long-term customer relationships will be strengthened anytime your sales team members focus more of their efforts on the customer's business and challenges instead of only working on selling their own equipment, products, or services. When was the last time a member of your team offered their important customers ideas of how they could actually improve either their business operations or profitability? I'm sure at least some members of your team have done this for their important accounts. So how consistently are these customer growth ideas being proposed to each of your company's most important customers? One of the best ways to increase your value and competitive advantage with these important accounts is by providing more savings and offering more improvements than your competitors, especially when this customer isn't in serious buying mode. The more business improvement ideas you can offer a customer, then the more they'll likely see you are indeed the lowest total cost vendor for their business, even if you're not the lowest price. Proactive account support effort number three, build and expand your customer contacts now. How much work have your team members done lately to expand their contacts and connections within their most important accounts? How are they working to get higher, wider, and deeper within this customer? Higher means making sure you're talking with and have a strong communication with the person or persons in charge of buying your stuff. Wider means getting to all the department heads or other customer leaders to make sure you understand their greatest concerns with your equipment, products, or services, and so they understand why you're unique and provide value to them and their efforts. And deeper means talking to everyone who might be actually involved in buying, inventory, or using your equipment, products, or services. This could mean talking with the customer's users or operators. These are not people in positions of responsibility, but are the people who, when you have strong connections and contacts, can provide you with valuable insights or warnings about their company's expectations and buying process. But getting higher, wider, and deeper within any customer requires advanced planning and proactive effort on a salesperson's part. How many of your people feel that since they have the relationship of the main buyer or company owner, there's no one else they need to be meeting or talking? When a customer and the main buyer move into vendor evaluation as they prepare to buy, they tend to shut down all vendor communications and to provide salespeople with only the information they want them to have. Look at the reality of selling. A buyer hurts their competitive alternatives, selections, and low prices offered if you or any of your competitors learn they're not happy with their current vendor or know that at least some of your competitors won't be able to handle this customer's demands or expectations. Now is the time to expand your customer contacts, getting higher, wider, and deeper. When the main buyer is not in buying mode with your products or services and doesn't have all their defenses up, by meeting and gaining connections with the others on the buyer's team, the other department heads, and even the operators or users, you proactively set yourself up to have a competitive edge when they are ready to start buying because you were able to establish contacts within the customer's organization so you can better learn what's really going on with that customer and their vendor evaluations and analysis. What are the customer job titles your team most needs to be talking with in developing a relationship? And what can your team members be doing now to get higher, wider, and deeper with their most important customers? Proactive account support effort number 4, utilizing the rest of your technical support and management team as sales tools. The independent gunfighter mentality of most experienced sales professionals means they feel most comfortable doing everything for their customer without anyone else's help or involvement. After all, how many of your sales team members believe the job of a sales rep is to protect their customer from the incompetency of the rest of their organization? A major gap in most salespeople's thought processes is their inability or lack of interest in using the members of their sales team to help them better position your company's uniqueness and value to a customer. Customers today tend to buy from businesses and organizations compared to the past when everything hung on the salesperson and their personal relationship with a customer. But your company and your customer base are exposed if your sales team members are the only ones talking and working with your best customers. What would happen if one of your top sales reps left your company to go work for a competitor? How much of your current business could they take with them to their current company? If you and the rest of your management team don't have a solid relationship with a customer, then that account is exposed and likely to move with the departing salesperson. You and your management team need to be establishing a connection and communication with all the important buyers of your most important accounts, even if only talking by telephone. Establishing a positive communication with these accounts allows you to assess the customer satisfaction or concerns with your company, allows you to help communicate your company's value and uniqueness to this customer, and finally, provides the backup you need to maintain with this customer in case something happens to your current salesperson. This is not meant to take power away from your salesperson, but instead is meant to ensure your most important customers see the value and the benefits of having your entire company interested and committed to them and their business. What can you and the rest of your management team start doing that can help you strengthen your ties to your most important accounts? And finally, proactive account support effort number 5, conducting account reviews to ensure your most important customers feel they're getting the best and strongest support from your company. Most salespeople are reactive with their customer support efforts. They kick into action working to improve things for a customer if and only when the customer complains. But most salespeople don't initiate these types of account review discussions as a proactive part of maintaining and growing an important account, especially when that account isn't in any type of serious buying mode. The goal is to sit down with your most important accounts on at least an annual basis to meet and discuss how they feel about your products or services, support efforts, and general comfort and ease of doing business with you and your company. This is a great time to bring along others within your customer support team to make sure everyone gets a chance to talk and directly hear from this customer. This is also a great opportunity to get higher, wider, and deeper within the customer's company. During this meeting, you review all of the past orders the customer has placed and to discuss any errors, problems, concerns, inefficiencies, or hassles they feel they're having with your company or any specific members of your team covering this account. Giving the customer a chance to ventilate about any challenges and to feel they're being listened to and actions will be taken is a great way to increase your customer connectivity and their satisfaction with doing business with you. These 5 proactive account efforts are meant to be components of a bigger annual selling game plan for your team members' most important accounts. By getting each member of your sales team to plan out their most important account support plans, they're pushed to think and plan more moves ahead. This also allows you a great coaching opportunity to initially review their plans at the beginning of the year, and then to coach and discuss their progress with their plans during the year. Most salespeople, being like these Hilari birds, don't plan or implement any kind of multiple-step full-year account plans on their own. This is where your role as a selling coach and strategist comes in. Your job as their sales manager is to lift each of your salespeople above the 4-foot grass so they can see and understand the next several selling steps to help them see where they're going and where they need to go, and then dropping them back down in the 4-foot grass and letting them get their selling job done. How much selling process coaching are you completing each week with your sales team and their most important accounts? What can you do to help your salespeople think and plan more moves ahead within their territory and their most important customers? Ask each sales team member to prepare a simple 1-page report for each important customer that identifies their plans for these top and most important accounts. Have them lay out their plan by quarter, identifying what they want to accomplish and who they plan to talk with between now and December 31st. And then continue to discuss and review these plans and their progress throughout the year. As the manager and leader of your sales team, we know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough and future-focused enough to lead your team's planning and selling efforts through their January 1st to December 31st multiple-step account plans for their largest or most important accounts, and to help each of your sales professionals to see over the four-foot grass so they can think and plan more moves ahead than their competitors. Thanks for listening.